35mm black and white photo of two women untangling last season's pea plants from the fence line. The woman in the foreground with the hat was who I had the pleasure of helping. I wish I could recall her name, as I think of her sometimes. Our communication was limited in that her English was limited, but my Spanish was just sad. But we could exchange pleasantries. Hello, how are you? I'm fine, how are you? Good, thank you. But after that, it was a lot of season no's. I worked with nimble fingers, untangling the tendrils from each other, or at least that's what I gathered as she mimed my hands rapidly with a large grin on her face. She excitedly reached into the vines and picked a small, but still very green and very unscathed bean. She offered it to me. I accepted. I was unsure if she was bragging about her crop or if she wanted me to eat it, perhaps both. I mustered the little Spanish I knew from TV. Comida? Her eyes widened and she did a little shuffle in the mangled vines. Sí, comida! We couldn't discuss much, but we were both equally as excited over our shared understanding of this little green bean. This is a 35mm black and white photo of a work vehicle on the edge of the property at Puerto de la Familia. It looked cool. iPhone photo of our group de-hulling soybeans for next year's crop. There are two pairs of hands. This photo holds more meaning to me because of the importance Momo had placed on seed sovereignty before our visit to the farm. I had never considered the threat to biodiversity and community independence big seed companies posed. So taking all the dead soybean plants, which looked sad and wasted, picking these small dry husks from them, and pulling out these soft, still alive seeds felt very different than the emotionless trip to a hardware store where one would pick a glossy plastic package filled with seeds that were dead but somehow produced life. The hardware store seeds feel empty. The soybeans had potential. Chicken tortilla recipe. 1 white onion diced, 2 jalapenos finely diced, with or without seeds, about 3 cloves of garlic, more if you have taste, 6 cups of good quality chicken broth, 14.5-ounce can of fire-roasted diced tomatoes, or you can make them yourself, 14.5-ounce can of rinsed black beans, 3 boneless skinless chicken breasts, a couple limes, a cup of roughly chopped cilantro, salt and pepper, cumin, chili, I sometimes add a bay leaf to mix the flavors better, and of course, to top it off, sliced avocado, tortilla strips, and, if you like, Monterey Jack cheese. Add 2 tablespoons of oil to a large pot over medium heat and add your diced onions. Cook till soft, about 2 minutes. Add garlic and jalapenos and cook for another minute. Add your broth, tomatoes, beans, some cumin, and some chili. Bring to a boil. Once at a boil, lower to a simmer and add the whole raw chicken breasts. Cook for 20 to 25 minutes and then remove the breasts once cooked. Let cool, then shred.